Okay. Let's before looking at the text that we're starting the wrong way today. We have to go back, take a step back. Rabbi said we were discussing at some length yesterday please open the Shulchan Aruch, we'll start there. The whole idea, we went through the first hour of Shia was the whole Yad Yehuda. Remember that? Pei Vav of Beis in his Dapim and the little Pei Zayin and Aleph. We went through Barichas Gedola, what he said, and we had a few comments to make to try to deflect some of his proofs, but we weren't able to shake his particular thesis, which is what? That the whole orthodoxy of his grandfather, the Marashal, and the Shach, and the Chavis Das, about Mafle Mavliya Kiyecha being the equivalent of Bishul, but you can have a case where it's Mavliya or Maflet, but not Mavliya and Maflet, the whole thing he thinks is not true. He himself, if you recall, quoted the Prichodesh who explained it, because it takes time. But if it takes time, what does it have to do with Bishul? So we answer that question by saying, because Bishul also takes time. Then he has another kasha, because they explain the Shita's Marashal by Klisheni also the same way. So when it comes to Iwi, okay, it takes time, it pours off, not enough time. What about Klisheni? I answered the same way, because the Chavis Das said that the problem with Klisheni, based on Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Mem, is the Defanus Makaros. So therefore, the heat is not there for long enough time. So we defended a little bit, we deflected, I should say, somewhat, the certainty of the Yad Yehuda's kashas against the other opinions. But at the end of the day, we said, as he said, v'chein mistaber, we liked the Yad Yehuda's opinion. We also had a long discussion about the Rashbam sheet, the two shot them in the Rashbam. Does the Rashbam hold that Bliya and Bishul do not go together? That's what many say, because since the Gemara is beferish that Adamegale Bola, how can you pour the hot water over on Shabbos? Must be it's Bolea, not Mavashel, which is a pshat of the Rashba, etc. And they say, no! If you look at the Rashba and the Torah quote the Rashbam, they say, not only is there no Bishul by Iru, it's not even a Bolea either. We're doing a beferish of Gemara. As we started making distinctions, is hot for liquid pouring on cold solid. The Gemara is talking about hot solid going into cold liquid. That was also in the Yad Yehuda on the same page. So this is giving a brief review of that. So the Marashal is the biggest machmir. He's the one who says even Klisheni is mavliya bekulo, not just Klei Klipa. The Shach pours, give the expression of pouring. He pours his wrath onto the Marashal. Says it can't be. It's impossible. How can it be? After all, Irui is more chomer than Klisheni. Even Irui is only a Kadei Klipa. Well, then he quoted an opinion that Irui is Bekulo, and I say Klipa is only by Irish and Nifsika Kiluach, and that's where the Yad Yehuda started discussing that issue back and forth. I don't want to review the whole shiur from yesterday, but I just wanted to get you some of the highlights of yesterday's shiur, and now we're going to talk about today's shiur. Are there any questions you have about yesterday's shiur? It was a hard shiur yesterday. Yad Yehuda is by definition hard. You go and look at this, you know, the print is hard, and the style is very clear, but it's terse, and if you have any questions, now's a good time to ask. No, everyone knows everything. Kolar, very good. So now we'll discuss some of the issues which we started talking about yesterday. We didn't get a chance to quite finish them. Okay. So let's go, Rabbosai, and start with the following Nakuda. We know that the Taz quotes the Marashal. And let's see, this is the thing we can probably see it maybe here faster. Quotes the Taz. I'm trying to save time, but it's not. Didn't the Marashal have the Huvu Bataz? One minute, please. I'm sorry for this delay. I don't know the Tfiyah sign on this page. Let's take a look at the Taz himself. Why should we look in the, forgive the expression, the klisheni? Let's look in the Taz himself. Right over here, the Taz in Simen Kufhei Siv Beis. Siv Tzichon Dal, we saw it already yesterday. The Mechaber says we should be, no. Roy Lochush, the Zohar B'davar L'chatchila, that klisheni is Mavliya. How much? Doesn't say. So the Taz, at the beginning of Sivkot Dalit says, Rashal quotes the whole story. Right, he says as follows. Klisheni is not Mavashil. Not Mavl Mavliya Kiyachot. That's exactly what the Yad Yehuda reject. Okay. Ava B'dvar Yisra Shenafal L'klisheni Shal Heter of Haker. Shaper Bolea V'Oser Ad Kulo. That's what the Shach is screaming and yelling. The Taz thinks this is true. Okay. Hold on. Fine. Taz is also quite long. Now, so he, the Taz, thinks that the Marshal is a good Shita. True, the Ramah is Mekil, but the Yevab Klisheni ain't on Mafra Mavliya Klafil Yatzel. Let us vote. Okay. But the Taz thinks that we should be machmir like the shita of the Marashah. And the question, of course, becomes, what's pshat? What's pshat? Why is klisheni bolea bakula? Remember, the Nekudas HaKesef asked, it's impossible, it's inconceivable. Why is it inconceivable? Why? Because even Iroi, at most, the halacha lemaisa is a kedei klipa. So how can klisheni be more than iroi? So Taz answers as follows. The Yamshel Shlomo says as follows: if you pour a lot of rotev, Rabosai, so the rotev surrounds the entire chaticha, and the rotev therefore mavliya bekulo in a klisheni iroi. You're not surrounding it. Oh. This is the question. So here is discussion. I can try to pick it out over here if I can. Hold on. Here we go. In the Marshal Atzma Kotzav L'Chalek. Watch this over here. The Tatoa Gova is a rak b'Iruy Shal Chaticha Al Gabi Chaticha. Or b'Chaticha Al Gabi Rote. Mashenkein beiru shel harbe rotev roseach al chaticha tzonenes sharotev misove besachaticha. Then a rotev gover aleha umavliya bekula. And the Taz quotes it. He a harbe rotev. Fine. Oh, the problem is, doesn't answer the Shach's kasha. Why? Look at this now. This is important. The nehi sheharotev gover al hachaticha shebekli heyos v'hum mesovav mikol tzad. Watch this. Abel harei ha'irui yifka besofa shel dover gam bakli. V'chei. I think it should be a typo. I think v'kol shekein. Right? V'kol shekein imo irui al kli reik. Vesakli ha'irui eino makif u'mesovev. V'mkein b'zev v'adid t'togovar. V'akli etzan nesa'irui. V'yeich mashkachas l'kli sheni she'yavliya v'yaflit. We say that the very nice teretz is given by the Marashal, quoted by the Taz, but it doesn't suffice to answer the Shach's kasha from yesterday. Again, let's chazer again. The Mashal said, as the Taz quotes, that if he surrounds it, excuse me, so when it goes into Klisheni, a lot of Iri, so it surrounds it, very nice, it surrounds the food, doesn't surround the Kli, that's a Kasha which should make you the same way this. Doesn't really answer the question. See, quotes as follows a chiddush, especially by a kli. I have a cliche in the Yevim Afrit, the kli itself, the metal. Uve Mishpat Zozov, he quotes in the Prima Gadim, Kosa, the Ma'ashal Hashitaso, the Cholak Al Ramo, the Siv Gimel, when you get to Siv Gimel, you want an old Kulin Siv Beis. Rabbos, anyone finished the Ma'amakomas yet? Only two people. Okay, we have to move. So on Sunday, Monday, they have to do Ma'amakomas. These Makos are from Tes Nisan. Monday is Heir. I mean, this is how long can we go with one? We'll leave that on Monday, new sources. We'll leave that. Okay. Vesover. The Bekli lo omrim tato govar. Lochena kli lo metzanes elyon. Whoa. Prima Gonim says it again in end of Simon Samaches. And he adds. Okay. Masha Bekli sheni mavlia. Zerak Mishaira al Kli Reik. Whoa! He had a teretz, and he had the courage of his convictions to give a psak, an empty Kli. Avolim Hoya Shemachal Kar, Ozachatichos Yitzanenu, Eso Irui. Whoa! A Chiddush. He's being mitzamtzen the Chiddush of the Marashal. That's quite a Chiddush. Comes along the Megillah Sefer. The Yeshut Sarva is Divya Marashal and Divya Prima Gadim. He's putting together these two opinions. Now, in other words, the Chaticha, look at this. Eino mitzah nenes eso irui, why? Kevin Sherod the Makifa. That's Bapa Kay. Vakli lo mitzah nenes eso irui, shun shibakli lo mitzah tato agava. He's going beyond the Prima Gadim here. The Prima Gadim here is going with his own Shita. His own Shita is that the Marshal is the Shitoso, that you don't say that talk over by an empty Kli, so he limits to empty Kli. No! You've got the Marshal said something else that the Taz quoted. That's Makif. So as far as the food's concerned, the water in the Klisheni is Makif. And as far as the Kli is concerned, then we say, you don't say Tato Gova. So even if there is Chatichas in the Kli, the Marshal Svar would still apply, in contrast to the Prima Gadim in Simon Samaches. Ad Kan Rabose, part one of today's Shia, just reorienting ourselves and reading a number of new Ha'aris in this beautiful Sefer, the Megillah Sefer. That's the beginning. We already saw yesterday the Shach. Yes, I'm sorry. Well, we're assuming that. That was yesterday. She mentioned that, and we mentioned today again a little bit. But I don't know about that. Is the details within. Now, the Tosis is saying, as far as Bishul is concerned, the Mashal may say it's maybe not Mavashal, but it is Bolea. That's the Mashal Shita. He distinguishes against Tosis. Tosis says, yeah, you're right, it's against Tosis. Tosis not there, Tosis Membeis. As Bli and Bishul are the same, and the Mashal likes Rashba Shita, the Bir and Blia and Bishul are. Not the same. Now, we go further. Hold on. The Shach Aruch, we saw this yesterday. Oh no, I take it back. We never saw this. We only saw the Shach HaKotzer, relatively speaking. Siv Katan Hei. And we saw the Nekudas HaKesef. The Shach Aruch, I think the ones in the green have it. Am I correct? Green Shulchan Aruch have it? So if you want to look on there, you'll see it. Be'orech, I'll give it to you Bekitzer from over here. Omer al zeh she'ef shel levor ha'divya ma'ashal l'shitoso, that we just mentioned before, by Kli, you don't say that talk over. Ach doch ha'divya ma'ashal, u'mochir degam be'kli, omer ta'at talk over. As he said over here, in Sifkot and Yud. Let's take a look, Rabosai. Everything is here. We're going to go a little bit ahead of ourselves. We haven't read Siv Gimel yet. Let's read the last line in Siv Gimel. We're going a little bit out of order. The last Ramah, there are a few lines in Siv Gimel. Isa Sheinicho Bekli Heter Olehepech Amrinan be gamkein din tatar gavar. Don't think that togav is limited to two foods, as the Gemara is in Pesachim Ayin Vav. It applies with a kli on the bottom as well. Take a look at Rabosai in the Shach Sivkot and Yud. Please look inside the Shach Siman Kufei Sivkot and Yud. Zedas Iser Bet Aruch and Kotzav Arashav Bechidushav. Vizel Hashonu. Visvaras Omer Dikorosh and Molach Babosa. Achar Adochat Sonenesi. If not, the Babosa Rosach Sagale Beklipa. Ben Rosach, the Ogre Ben Rosach Lach. The Cham the Top Tzonen Tato Gobar. Uve Klipa Sagi. Klor. Who argues? The Marshal. Nirabain had the less of the high svar a klal. Meachish achachti mikol agdolim. The svirlu, the bekorashi bas yoma, oseres dover cham, below rotev. Meachash ein ba pleta migufa. That's the Ramon and Sivzayin. Memele de lo shayach nami le memele ga mekora o kaf ilo gover o tato gover. Ki im bishnei ochlim, shetivon li os cham vekar. Mashegin kli she'eno teva bekach. Shemkein cham she'etzlo mafadu bolea. This is a, you hear this? The Mashal has the omets to argue with the Rashba. So he says. Can you imagine? Of course the Rashba is incorrect. Wow, I wouldn't say that. It's against the Rashba. But that's the Mashal. You know, he had the courage of his convictions. Okay. Says the Shach, no, Marshal, you're wrong. The Rashba's right. How? Uveshas perikates at Solin Ayin Vov Gabig Notav Meirot for Lo Mashma Lachora Kain. What do you mean, Lo Mashma Lachora Kain? So if you know, he doesn't tell you what he means. He tells you what he means. Watch back on the screen. Ikarayosam in Mavura Begemar Notav Meirot for Alacheres Shalamandama Tato Gover Hacheres Gover Alarotav Mitzanino. Hey, I'm a fairish Gemara like the Rashba, not surprising. Say Tato Gover by a Kli against the Marashal. Rabos, let's have a vote. Who thinks the Marashal never learned Pesachim? He didn't write about it. There's no Yom Shalom Pesachim. Is he paid ever? Come on. Marashal Yom Pesachim. Not Shaykh. So what's Pshat? The Raya is Yesh Lidchos. Kamo Shehevi Prima Gona Meshem Akresi Uplesi. Watch this. Shalaman the Yomer Tato Gover Af Alpi She'ein Hacheres Mitzanein lerotev mikomakom ein bekoach harotev lechamim esacheres sheyachzu v'yavash lerotev yetzli machas davaracher. It's a standoff. Hashem amadam ilo gover. So it's a standoff. You can't prove from here that tato gover is an absolute victory for the tato. No, the Marashal said it does not apply by Kalin, but it is a standoff. It's a standoff. Fine. What other raya does the Shach bring that you say that talk over by a kli? We all know this. Dogim sha'olu b'karat sonenes. The gam b'kli arminon tatog over. The Rishonim hold that way. Against the Marashal b'pshuta. What's its third proof? Oro chiech b'shach ha'oruch. This is only in the oruch. Masha Rishonim ochichu she'iwi mevashel me'agamora b'zvochim. Varishal misham. Meduba be'iru al gabe kli. Vochichu mizeh le'iru al gabe talvim harei she'ein l'chalik be'neim. It's true. The Rishonim compare pouring on a kli to pouring on tavlin. On tavlin. Okay. Fine. So who thinks Yom Shel Shlomo was wrong? Can't be wrong. So we go back to the Chavos Das, next paragraph. This we spoke about a long, long time ago. It's a little bit of a review. Watch this. What's Rav and Shmuel fighting about? Im tato lo harei poshut shim nafal harbe cholav roseh amat baser tzonein habaser yischamein meyacholav v'chein lehepech. Remember the Aruch HaShulchan? I don't want to go through this whole discussion. He doesn't like the Aruch HaShulchan. We thought the Rabban is befair the Aruch HaShulchan. It's going to come back time and time again. So the Chavos Das writes as follows. Tato Govar Eino Bo Lekvoa imatato yechamemo its own in esaylo. Elarak, here's what I keep talking about yesterday. Esayachas, I call it the interface. Shaben haylo letato atzmam at their point of contact. Toho vetato govar lechenim yesh hu cham. Yesh bekocho lavliya bi'ilo ulahafla bimenu letato. Av kshu muot. Ulebesof yitzdane. Ulehepech. Imutzonein. Lo yivla be'ilo ha'acham. Af lebesof yitzchame bimenu. Avol he'ilo atzmo. Eno mitzdane me'atato kos man chasmo. This part is true. This part is true. He gives an example. Klivishon, you put it on a table. Tato govar. Yes. Yes. The tray for table. The pesach, right? You put on a counter. Tray for counter, liavliya bekli rakade klipa, and if the pot is a klipa, the food is going to be kosher. Mikomakom hakli atzmo nisha alav din shul kli rishon. We saw this. Everyone agrees to this part. Vanofel l'tochel mispashal bekli rishon, and therefore, what this is going to explain is the Rasha. Kli sheni mafnu mavliya. This says the Rasha. After tato govar hanurak biyachas lakli atzmo. The Eno Bolea Meoiri also make the Klippa, came and shoot Sone, then Bekoach Hailo Lahavlia Boyose. Abel Hilo Atzmo, Kosman Chiatza Lettuce Nisha Bechami Musu Klavi Mashipo the Soko, Yesh Bekoach Lahavlia Lahavlia Bekulo. Yeah. I is not Mavashel, it defines Mechamamos. This is a very, very important Yisoh. It's a very important Yisoh. Okay, fine. Good, so far so good. So far so good. Oh. Now we come, Rabosai, to the next point. We're going slowly. Slowly. Watch this. The Taz says, Klirishon shoriku mimenu asatashil ma'abe din klirishon. You have a pot, you empty it out. You empty it out, the metal. Metal's not a klirishon. Problem is against the Mefurisha Mishnah. And Shabbos. Mecham Shepino. You have a pot of boiling water. You emptied it out. Also, Liten Letocho Mayim Uwatim Kadei Sheichamu. You can't put in a small amount of water which is going to heat up from the residual heat of the pot, even though the water, hot water is taken out. Nu Veroin Shenishalo Din Klirishin. How can it be? It's against the Mefurisha Gemara. A Mefurisha Gemara. Yeah, so what's the answer? He says, well, it's only a chumra miyuchedes bebishul. Okay. Who has the same heretz? The Bari HaShulchan in the Biurim, you want to look it up? The Biurim says so. The Biurim, the Ramaskul Chom. But they're up on. But at the end of the day, he is machmir against the Taz, because the Pashup Shas against the Taz. So those who have the Biurim would like to take a break from here and open to the Biurim. If you don't mind, Dibur Maschil Chom. Take a look, Rabbos Simon Kufay, those of you who have it. Chom is found on page Reish Samach Dalet. Quotes the Taz. It's against the Gemara, Shabbos Mem Aleph. So he says, it's a Rabbanon. But Shabbos de Machmir, just a Chumah de Rabbanon, they threw it. That's the Ramaschil Chom. Very nice. The very next paragraph is called V'yesh. V'yesh Omrim, that's the Yesh Omrim, that's the Rash Bashit. Okay? He says, wait a second, he calls the Marashal. What did the Marashal say? Klisheni mafru avliya bekulo. It's against the Gemara in Psachim. Against the Gemara. What Rabbo said? What Gemara Psachim? What Gemara Psachim? You know the Gemara. You've heard it so many times. The Rif. Pitch Kuf Chaf Aleph. Want to see it again? We'll save some time again and read it over here. What Gemara Psachim? Is he quoted over here? Not sure. Maybe he doesn't have it over here. The Gemara in Psachim. What does Gemara Psachim say? Look inside over here in this biurim. Sachol b'shemesh shel truma, tesage b'klipa, And we see from here that Ilah Govar, because the Shem and Ilah is Tzone. Frekli Helega Biurim. This Shemen will get hot. Yatzo let us bow. Can Hashem and Atzmo bedin to lechoshev kecham? The maishna michom shukli sheni the choshev kecham. So what are you telling me? Tato gover lo gover. The machlokas tato ni lo. They say it's one hot, one cold. But here, the shemen on the korban pesach is also hot. Is also hot. Is also hot. You'll tell me it's a klisheni, but according to the Marashal, klisheni is mavliya bekulo. He answers, no. When did the Marashal say klisheni is mavliya bekulo? When? Kshemetchilo nischame mikolach ha'esh. When it started off, it hasn't got a fire, and you pour it into a klisheni. Oh, that's mavliya bekulo. But this small amount of oil of chumah put in the Korban Pesach was never on the fire. Not even his grandfather was never on the fire. The Marshal never said in that kind of a case. That's Mavliya Bekulo. A beautiful answer. A beautiful answer. Oh. Beautiful answer. Rabosai. Very nice. We have to start. We just can't stay in the same place. Siv Gimel, Rabosai. We must. We have to start. Siv Gimel. We just can't stay in one place. Yes. No, very simple. We argue in the Marshal. We think klisheni is nothing. The Marshal will say, no, since a kli rishon is mavliya, so and mevashel for that matter, so the klisheni, which at least is a grandson, or a son, a tolda, if you will, of the kli rishon, although it loses its power to cook, because the fanas makairos, it retains its power to mavliya, even bakula. It retains its power. But over here, this shemen, which was processed on the farm, never saw a pot in its life. Now you put it on top of a korban pesach, never had the power of being mevashem after the mavliya. So it doesn't assume that power in its quote-unquote klisheni status. That makes a lot of sense to me. Siv Gimel, Rabosai. We already saw one line in Siv Gimel. That was the Ramah at the end about the kli. But let's go a little bit further than that. Siv Gimel, Kuf Hei, Siv Gimel. Ramo. V'chol zeh lo maria lebechom kli rishon. Kol miyad shemeser min ha'esh menicho im ha'heter. So then we say, Tato Gova. The Mechaber Siv Gimel is pushed at passing Tato Gova. Aval im kvar munach b'kli sheni, v'chakach meniach ha'heter etzlo o'olov, eino osa klal. The klisheni ain't no osa commotion is bar. Here's the Rambam Beferish against the Marshal. The klisheni is nothing. Fine. V'menicham ze eitzel ze. Now comes the problems. Menicham ze eitzel ze. Im shneim chamim mikhom klirishin hakol osur. V'im ho echad sonein. I had the Torah klipa v'mokom shenoga. This is uncharted territory, Rabosai. The Gemara speaks about Ilah and about Tato. Nowhere does the Gemara speak about this. Nowhere. Nowhere. No one. How does he know it's even true? Who said it's true? So the Taz, look on the Taz, if cotton hay, please look inside. Hu adin, bebasa b'cholav, have a cane, that son ain't sara klipa. Cane kosu b'yisa v'et or klal chavtes. The Marshal says, he thinks, ima iser cham v'heta kar munochim ze etzel ze to oser bekulo. Rabosai, not like the Ramah who says it's enough to have klipa. Oser bekulo. Wow. Ima heta cham v'iser kar munochim ze etzel ze sorich klipa. Okay, so that's good. Oh, so if the iser is cham, it's cool, not only if it's tato, but even side by side, you get an impression from the Marashal that according to the Marashal, you need Ilah Gova to be mafkia from tato Gova. But side by side is the same as tato. A chidish nifl from the Marashal. The Ramah says, no. How do we know it's right? Can't tell from Shas. V'nirad de memokom shein hefzid meruba, yesh lahach merkein, like the Marashal. Why? So after Melicha, Pasuk Ramah came Pesimin Zeh Sif Yud. Here we're talking about Tzli. The Ramah, he says over here, Pasuk is that way in Melicha. And I told you, Melicha, I don't want to spend too much time learning Melicha as such, if we don't have it too frequently in our lives. But we have to learn it as a foil, as a contrast. You take a look in Sif Yud. Let's look in Sif Yud, please, for a moment. Shocks. Pass it look after look. Bamed v'mamurim. We're talking about, you know, Melicha. Test news by Melicha. Look carefully. Sha'isar v'heta shnei meluchim. Afil ha'isar meliach v'heta tofel. Tofel is bland, no salt. Avel ma'heta meliach v'isar tofel. Ain't a circle of hadacha, it's garnished. The yesh ostrim im nogin zebazeh. Some say if they touch each other, it is in fact prohibited. There's a whole discussion back in Siman Ayin, which we're not going to go into right now. So, but the shach, the Taz here quotes this Ramah, after Melich, Pasuk Ramah came to Siman Zeh, Sif Yud. So Kavachom, when it comes to Tzli, they touch each other, we should be more careful, like the Mashal. Okay. Again, that's what did the Mashal say? What did Ramos say? Shneim chamim hakol asur. There he agrees. But if one is cold, then the het only requires Tzli, because there's no tatar gova. Says the Mashal, no, but there's no ilo gova either. That's hard to resolve this one. Okay. Now, if you look in the various svara, not everyone agrees. Those who have the Bari Ashulchan, you can see that this is a significant dispute. Here in Siv Gimel, he quotes over here in the Bari Ashulchan, the very top of page Reish Ayin Gimel, very top. What's the Ramah saying? Im shneim chamim akol aser. Shrei bazeh ain shim tzorach shechad yisgabra al chaveiro. Kema sheshneim chamim. On the bottom, kuf lamed hei. Ubal afuki vizeh vishidas rabbeinu peretz hagol smak. Quoted in the Mishpah Sozov, the beginning of Sivkot Nei, we'll see inside. The af bazeh sagi beklipa. The kol shein yisgabra shalchol me'echad al chaveiro. And eno nivla bekulo. He says, no. He says, Rabbeinu Peretz, even if they're both hot, you still need a tatar to be gover. Take a look over here. This is in the Mishpat Zozov here, Simon Kufay, the beginning of Sivkot Nei. Da! He said, Vet Aruch, Imunochem Zeh, Tzal Zeh, Shneem Chamin, Oso Kulo. To lo, Rabbeinu Peretz, Shemata Beklipa, go smack. Look at that. Befeirsh. So it's a machlokas gedoli, harishonim. You need tatar gover mamish. He has to rise, otherwise he will not ask the kulo. The Ramos, no, that's only if one of them is cold. If they're both, that doesn't have to go up. As long as they touch other side by side, it would be prohibited. Prohibited. What do you mean, kulo? I got to be kulo. How is it possible that we should say it should aser kulo? How do you explain that? I presume the answer is that we're about Dava Shamein. As the famous Ramo, which you saw already a while ago, we're not experts in Shamein, so whatever, we treat everything as Shamein. That will come to a number of times in this discussion. Fine. Rabosai, once again, back on the Ramo. Says the Marshal, quoted by the Taz Sifkot Nei, Ima Yisr Cham, Vahetta Kar, Munochim Zeitzel Ze, the Oser Bekulo. Once again, Oser Bekulo. Right? Like Malich and Sif Yud. So what does it come out? Heter Cham. Well, hetercha. So then the Easter was cold. You shouldn't need anything. Nothing. Why? Why? So the Biurim explains. Very beautiful over here. Let me read what he says. Page Reish Ayin Dalet. Chama toch tzoyen na de klipa. Even if the heter is cham. Even if tato gova de mekale bola. Koshkein. When they're near each other. When they're near each other, according to the Marshal, it's going to answer why. You don't need a tato gova. As long as there's no ilo gova, it answers. When they over here, when it comes to this, we're saying that when it's near each other, he's saying it's more kal than when the hot is on the top and the cold is on the bottom. How can that be? It's a very nice svar. This is Marshal holds. Chama tov tzonon is more chomer in that respect. Why? Diktsas hiskabrus the rega yesh lahoylo afli didan the kamon tato gova. Remember the lashon we had a long time ago? Machbid. Shmuel said that's the lashon machbid because there's a pressure, gravity, one on top of the other. One on top of the other leads to at least a certain amount of kadei klipa. But over here on both sides, when we say it next to each other, In this particular case, it's going to be more kal. So it's interesting, according to the Marashal, in some ways it's more chamor, and in some ways it's more kal. Leave it to the Marashal, he's an independent thinker. That's what we said, that's what it comes out according to all this discussion. Fine. Now, one last thing, Rabbos, I want to talk about Parsha Shavu. I haven't discussed it in a long time. Let's discuss one more thing. See over here, Rabbos, the last thing over here. Last line. Osur laros mikli sheyeshbo shuman kosher lener dolek sheyeshbo chalef o shuman isur. You don't pour into something which has isur in it. Uve diyeved ein lachsh. Okay? Fine. Halacha lemaisa. This comes up. You pour, let's say, from an urn into hot water, into a cup of coffee. Does the urn become milchix? But it sounds a little bit like Zayah, but this, what's going on over here? Right? Says the Shachs of Konyan Aleph, Shubda ha-hevel ola me-ha-ner le-mala, ke-mukh-chatam e-rash e-vi-ya-mordechai perakol ha-basar, tof shin Tes Vav. Rabbi Osei, let's open up. We haven't opened the Gemara yet today. Open the Mordechai. Tov Shin Tes Vav, please. Tov Shin Tes Vav. Tov Shin Tes Vav. It's on page Chav Vav in our print. Matsasi, halfway out, I have it in bold, Matsasi. Oh, I found it. Matsasi. The also lishboch mikli kosher, sheyesh bo shemen kosher, the top ner dole gubo chelev o shuman shalava razara. The tanya, perikated sechel makshirin, hamara mecham lecham el meitzonen leconen, u mecham leconen, tor, meitzonen lecham tome, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af amar mecham lecham, kochel shol tachton yofan mishal elyon, amad kuli alma, tzonon letocham, tomei, v'wadin le'isa v'heter. So if you're pouring it into the hat, the steam's going to come up and cause typhus. So says the Mordechai Tovshin Tetzvav, which is the source for this halacha. Says the Bari HaShulchan, Rabbi Osai, you have it in front of you, some of you. Sif Cotton Samachay, going on this Ramah. Look what he says. Halacha lemaisa. Watch. Ein laros lechatchila mikli stami. What stami mean? Karv. Lekli sheyesh bo tavshel chalavicham. From an urn into a cup of coffee. O tavshel besarichan. Into soup. Chicken soup. The Masha Nishar B'Kliyas Tami Ye'aseh Chalavi O'Bisari. Right, whatever's left on top. B'Dovah Zeh Shriach Tuvah Shirot from the host of Mayim L'Tav Shal Chalavi O'Bisari U'Mayim L'Socha Mikumkum. What's a kumkum? Kettle, right? Stami Parva. The rabbi is telling us going every single kitchen. No one keeps this. Hey, what's going on over here? What's going on, Rebbe? We have to be like Aruch HaShulchan and defend Klal Yisrael. That's our job, right? People do this all the time. More than that. V'nirao, says Rebbe Chaim Vilkon Shlita, Sheshli Zohar Kain Afimar L'toch Kli Chalavio B'Saricham Shalonimsa Shamach Shavrak Mayim Ayarokas. I can't even pour into a fleshig or a milchig pot that right now is pot, the kind that's a parv. Av Shatama Chalavio B'Sarihu Rak Nat Barnat. Because Lechatchila Bemachar Nat Barnat. Derech Bishel. Even Klisheni, we should be Machmir. Because Bemachar Lechatchila Be Klisheni. Cham to cham, we're also machmer. You saw that that's a funny Mordechai, but cham and cham is being more kal than kar and cham. That has to do because it's resistant to belief. It gives its own chom. We touched this a little bit. We learned Tato Agava. He's machmer in this too. Ad kahan hold this in the one sif. Wow, the chat heard around the world. The beer bali shulchan sif cotton samachay. How are we going to defend Klal Yisrael? We both say we have to defend Klal Yisrael. We cannot let Klal Yisrael down. We must try to defend Klal Yisrael. Have to try. Not only that, Rabbi Osai, he wants to know in the Biurim, right over here, also Laros, Ubidiyevin and Lochush. Why? Why? Why Ubidiyevin and Lochush? Where is it? Why? Why even it should even be also b'di'eved? Come on, who says so? He quotes the Kanfeyona. The Kanfeyona asks b'di'eved, like we had Zeya. You said Zeya back in Siman Tzadi Beis, Siv Zayin and Ches. Talk about Zeya, so we should ask b'di'eved over here. So now we're really in trouble. Even b'di'eved shouldn't do it. Who's going to come to the rescue? Baruch Hashem, you have a friend. Who's going to help us out? Baruch Hashem. This is our last point for today, then I want to go to some chumash. Kosav Ramo. Also, Laris Beklish Yesh Bo Shuman Kosher, the Nash Yesh Bo Chele Bo Shuman Isa. Uvid Yevrei Lachash. Kosav Ashach. Isa Mishum Hevel Olam Mot Me'anei Olam Ala. Fine. Chibo Dei Nitzuk. Fine. No Machloikas, says the Prima Godin. Come according to the Shach, Isa Mishum Hevel, Eina Hevel Ola Miatzmo, and the Derech Anitzik. Okay, fine. Ain't that Tzir Shal Shulchan Aruch, Simon Sadi Beis, if Ches, Shem Tshuma Zarosh, Shazea Ola, Meacholov, Oseres, as a Kedera Shal Abos, Tushon Medubo, Bezea Meruba, Shadino Kiguf HaMashke. That's where Rav Shech, the Shalita, is Mekil, in our ovens. He says it's nothing to do with the Ramah. Ramah is like a steam bath. It's called Hevel. Tremendous amount of steam. In our ovens, it's a little bit of steam, not much. Okay? V'yesh b'kocha levad la'los v'leso as ha'kader b'helyona. Hashem gav dina didan. Shem eduba b'hevel mu'ot. Shem b'kocha la'los e'adea nitzuk. It has to be a direct line. V'gam b'ofan she'esh chibah shel nitzuk kotzev Ramah she'en osu b'di'evet. Why? Nitzuk is by Tumavit Diyayin Nesach Levad, not by Shari Surim. Right? Ein Raya Shatam Olam HaTachton Le'elyon. You don't know? Fine. Comes to Badi HaShulchan, it tells you what the Badi HaShulchan says. The Olam is not keeping that way. V'nir Loma, this is what he's going to say. Shem Loma Tzinu Isa L'chatchila Ela B'maro L'toch Iser V'lo B'maro L'toch Heter Te HaHevel HaMuot Ha'ola derech hanitzuk, hutam kolosh, v'have keinat barnat, de v'isura asur, uvehetera mutter, unless it's Zeh Meruba. Meirudik, I love this. I love it. He's saying that the small amount that's discussed over here in Simon Kufhei, completely unrelated to the huge amount of steam described in Simon Tzadi Beis, and the small amount, which is very common in our world, that was only a chumrah we apply to Isura, but it's kolosh, and will not apply to Hetera. If this is the case, the Bali HaShulchan is completely wrong. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Yes?
Would that make a difference then, like, for example, if somebody's using one of those hot water urns with the spigot, and you would put the cup very, very close to the water?
Yes. If it's very, very close, then it's what we call hevel. A tremendous hevel merubah, he calls. Then it's a problem. I agree. That's a problem. People make an oatmeal. You're right. This I agree. I agree with you. More than that, both sides. Od nira. The chodimir amo amurim rak shemara lato kli sheyesh bo iser be'en. That's the Ramah here. Avalo shamano b'mara lato kli abolua me'iser. To bezem that tamu kolish ma'od. Uminole sha'ole derech hanitzuk. That far we shouldn't go. Who said so, Rabbi Osai? Hilchos Pesach again. I can no longer say that it's Chodesh Nissan. Today is the second day of Rosh Chodesh year, but it's still, you know, still Rosh Chodesh year. Still, there's still something we haven't counted this year of minig yet. Not till tonight. Some people, said a bris this morning, and they were dancing at the bris. Someone asked me, how can you dance at a bris? It's Sphira. So my first response was, maybe it's not Sphira yet. Because those who don't count Sphira until tonight. Then we can discuss what if it's really Sphira, but that. Not for this minute. Fine. So what does Hilchos Pesach? Shanoshim noagos. Shein mishtamishos bepesach bekedera sheshovchim imena roschin ala even shemachshirin bo kelim. These are put on a hot stone. Beglal shereach hachometz nichnas bekedera vataz kosov al zelk lispon. This chumrah ein bo reach velota. I like that. The ein bo isu klal bepesach. There's no iser whatsoever. Nothing. Yeah. V'af shechok Yaakov kosev lahachol lechatchila, and the Sharatzion Tov Mem Dalid is also saying something similar. Nah. Kol zeh b'shem churma d'chomet. Eino nog b'shar yisurim. Again, it's about a chashpali ashova shehech mituva. Shall Naros Mayim be Kli Stamina to Kli Chalavi? Avshik Eis Yesh Barak Mayim Ayerokas? Nah, he's too strict. Ad Ken Rabosai, we've concluded our discussion of Simon Kufhei, Rabosai, Sif Beis and Gimel. Whoa, we started Monday, right? On Sif Beis. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then half a Thursday. Okay, it's important limud. Mit Hashem on Sunday. Let's review the schedule for Sunday. Tricky schedule on Sunday. Sunday is Rav Day. So you're gonna have three shiurim on both sides, but none of them's gonna be more than 45 minutes. So you don't have to feel so bad. First one, I guess I can't tell you have to come, but the first one is my shiur, you know, in the third floor downstairs in this building, which is gonna be to high school students. Everyone wants to come on the Rav's Torah and Sphere. So I gave out some Mar Makovas, so the Talmidim will be learning it, you know, when they come at 9 o'clock in the morning for over an hour. That's Shia, I think it's called for 10 after 10. So they gave Mar Makovas. And the secret is, at the Shia itself, I want to give out the Rav's own Torah, not that the Rav wrote his own hand, but it comes from Mesorah. And Mesorah is the OU publication, that's the Torah of the Rav, written Rabbi Shechter, Rabbi Ganak. So that's what I want to give out on the spot. So they can walk away with something that the Rav himself wrote, but at least that, forgive the expression, a klisheni. That's one of the star Talmidim wrote it in the name of the Rav. And then I have some whole stuff on my own. That'll be Sunday. And then after that's over, let's say I'm supposed to end at 10 to 11. So until we start up, he'll be 5 to 11. So the next 45 minutes, I'll either we'll continue that shiur if that's what you want, because we probably won't finish the whole thing, or we'll do a little more Yoreh Day. At 22 to 12, we have to walk over to the Lampard Auditorium because we want to be there by quarter two. I mean, Tversky Shlita is giving his shiur in memory of the Rav. Now we'll participate in that. And at 12:30, we'll go back to base Spanish to learn when it's over. I'm assuming everything's going to be on time. I both say there's no guarantee that anything's going to be on time.
because there's so many things going on over here. And there's more things going on in the afternoon. There's a whole schedule up on the board. That's Sunday shiur. But whatever happens Sunday, Monday we have to start weiter, because we haven't covered ground, and we have to, you know, there's a limited amount of time. I mean, let me just figure this out. We made ourselves a schedule. So we said before that the Bechina is going to be on May the 9th. Okay, so you have to have Chazara that week, basically. So they're going to only give us how many more weeks? Well, how many more weeks do we have? This 14? One? No. I count 3 weeks. The fourth week is Chazara. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So we have three weeks to go. Sunday's out. So it's less than 3 weeks to go, but most 3 weeks to go. And we have to officially cover the rest of Kuf Hei. The rest of Kuf Hei. It's a lot. And then Kuf Vav Zayin Ches Tes. We have to pace ourselves. So Monday we have to start doing it. And then Tuesday's Yom HaTzimut, another whole different story. But anyway, let's take one day at a time. Okay. Let's discuss now a little bit about Parashat Shavu. I wanted to speak a little bit about the Parashat. I first want to give a Dvar Torah, which is, I once said many years ago at a wedding, one of my balabatim is a good yeki, and he said every wedding has to have a Dvar Torah, not at the chuppah, but at the meal. It's still the minhag in Europe and in certain parts of the community. Have you been to a wedding where there's a drasha at the meal? It's a very nice thing. None of my children had a drasha at the meal, and I never gave a drasha under the chuppah either. But I have to tell you that two of my mechutanim and one elder mechutan, if you may use that expression, gave drushes under the chuppah at three of my children's weddings. And what's the rule about mechutanim? Whatever they want, they get. There's nothing you can't. That's the general prevailing rule. But I was called upon. It was Parshas Tazria Metzora. What's there to talk about a wedding? Tazria Metzora. It doesn't sound very opportune. Had the following charifas. This one. It says in Parshas. One of these Parshas. Yeah, anyone have a Chumash in Rashi? Anyone has a phone carry around Chumash Rashi?
Phone?
Phone is all good for me. Either you have a book, oh, thank you. Oh, it's even with the beautiful art school version. These Rashi's are great. So, Rashi comments from Chazal. The Pasuk says, V'yom heiroz bo'bosa chayitma. So, what do you mean, V'yom? So, the Gemara says, the Gemara might cut, Yesh yomim asher taroa, v'yesh yomim she'ia taroa. There's some days that you don't look. Don't look. For me, what's this, like a head in the sand kind of an approach? You don't look? Yeah, you don't look. When don't you look? When do you look? This is the very beginning of the parasha. Parashas Tazria. Right? Pasuk Yudalit. Says Rashi, Yesh yom sha'atero, yesh yom sha'atero. Yikan amru, chos nosn lo kol shivetz me'a mishte, lo l'ksuso l'beiso. V'chein b'regel, mo'et kon zayim advex. Oh, I found the word chos in here. So how do you tie this in to speak under a chuppah? This is what I said. On a simple level, and I concede still it's a simple level, the reason why you don't look at the negative of a chosin is because it's regel shalom. We spoke about this, you may recall. We spoke about this before Tainus Esther, I think it was. That a chosin, Shiva Simei Mishteh, he doesn't have to fast in Tainus Esther. He doesn't have to fast other Tainus which are Nidcha. That's why Allah Kalamais. Because it's. And I want to pass this right now because it's going to come up to you. I'm sure it's going to come up to you this year. This year, many people are getting married just before Shavuos and Matamos, trying to catch it in. Shavuos and Matamos is June 26th, something like that. People are getting married that Sunday. I know I have a wedding that Sunday. So what do you do about Sheva Brochus, which take into 3 weeks? I give a psak, which many agree with. No holds barred. Whatever you want, singing, dancing, music, up to 3 weeks. The answer is, no, it's regel shalom. It's his regel, and it's his yomtif, and we shouldn't penalize him. And therefore, that's a simple pshat. I agree. But I wanted to say a bit of a fancy upshot based on a Meshech Chochma. Okay. The Meshech Chochma comments on the part of the Parsha that should be familiar to you. This Pasuk, Rabbi Osai, is in the second Aliyah, I mean, in a plain year. So we didn't read it last Shabbos, we didn't read it on Monday. But the part we did read last Shabbos, and we did read Monday, had the following Pasuk. So the very beginning of Hilchos Tzaraas, Perek Yud Gimel. Pasuk Gimel, V'ro HaKohen Es HaNega. Okay? The Kohen sees the Nega. Okay? Fine. Then it says, the same Pasuk, V'ro'ohu HaKohen V'timeosa. So he wants to know, V'ro HaKohen Es HaNega, then V'ro'ohu. On a simple level, this Kasha is no Kasha. The first time it has to tell you what the object is, V'ro Es HaNega. And then throughout the, later on in that Pasuk, as well as two Pasuk Le'a, V'ro HaKohen, once again, referring to it, the antecedent being it, that's how article translated. And it, referring to the Nega, that was stated explicitly the beginning of Pasuk Gim. That's the Pasha Pshat again, Pasha Pshat. Where Meir Simcha has another Pshat, also not Kapshuto. And I took his Pshat from Kapshuto, and I another regular Chos from Kapshuto. Same thing. Says the, and it's a Musa word. Says the Meshech Chochma. V'ro'a Kohen Es HaNega, he's looking at the Nega itself. V'ro'a who, he interprets, not the Kohen shall see it, the Kohen shall see him. We call today the holistic approach. Not a doctor looks at this pimple, a doctor looks at the whole patient. That's what Meir Simcha says, Meshech Chochma. V'ro'a means, don't just look at this, you're not a dermatologist, look at the whole person. What does that mean? Could be that this affliction in and of itself would be worthy of a pronouncement of Tomei. But maybe the person is not worthy. Why? Either because it's a regel or because he's a chosen. Look at the whole picture. Don't look micro. This is a you're looking here at 2 inches. No! Look at the whole person. And the whole person could be a chosen, or could be a regel, and therefore you cannot pronounce Tomei until you look at the whole person. I don't have the words in front of me now, didn't look it up, but that's what the, more or less, how I recall what the Meshech Chochma says. Oh. So I said, Pshat Rabosai, the fact that a chosen, presumably a kal as well, you give him 7 days after the marriage, you don't look at his negoyim. I said, Pshat Rabosai, it's a midah keneged midah. What is the chiyuv of a new chasen and kal? Some people in this room are still fairly new chasen and kalas. And as we spoke about in our shmuz about Shalom Bayis, we're all new chasen and kalas. Remember what Shlomo Valba says, the Chorona Levracha? The Chabav al-Baila, by Avraham and Sarah, we figured we're already married for 59 years. And they still have the chavos, so we all knew. When a person observes a spouse, there may be certain shortcomings. And may I say it the way I want to say it? Some of these shortcomings surface bedavka in the week of Shavuot Brachos. Bedavka. Let's give some of the funny examples I like to give to, you know, sort of get people to laugh a little bit. I mean, these people, you know, tzaddikim, they were going out, they were engaged, but they never were in the same house. I mean, it's parts of it, they never shared an apartment together. All right? So they come in the first day, and all of a sudden, you know, the guy brushes his teeth. Let's give a good example. And he pushes the tube of toothpaste from the top. Most convenient way. She was taught, I have to do it from the bottom. That's the most efficient way. So she's upset with the guy. That's not a tube of toothpaste. Or, let's not get too graphic over here. He takes a shower, ups. See, it's too yeshivish. I don't want to get involved in them. Whatever. Maybe it's the deodorant is not the psuah. Whatever, you know, things that you don't normally see. To your marriage, you don't see it. It's you shouldn't be seeing it. You know? So there are all kinds of chesronos, and maybe he sees a pimple on her big toe. He never saw it before. She's always wearing socks, and she takes off her socks. She sees a pimple on the big toe. What did he smell last year? Kedushet toes! You know, there was a pimple there. Oops. This is the time, this week, right? Many of the little hidden secrets that you were not mechuyev to tell. It's probably last year by Riches. You're not mechuyev to tell, you have a pimple in your big toe to the perspective cost. You know, I give you a psak, you're not mechuyev to tell. If you look at the why you connect to go, this came out, I just got in the mail, Rabbi Daniel Feldman Shlita. There's a whole, I wish we had known last year, a long Miami quote, so many sources we didn't know about last year. I have to try to redo it a little bit. But, what is your avoida in the Shiva Simei Mishnah? Don't look at the pimple. Look at the whole person. Mida keneged mida. A chosn, you give him a week. The Kayan doesn't look at his pimple. The Kayan looks at the whole person. The whole person is a chosn. And a chosn, since his avoida is to look at the whole person, there's so many miles in the person. That's why you married in the first place. And for her as well. That's why they married him in the first place. There's so many milas. Ida's new, you're discovering 10 small little chasroinus in the first 7 days of marriage. Forget about it. Overlook it. Who cares about it? Look at the broader picture. Not Viroa Kohen as a nega. Viroa Hua Kohen. As the Meshach Chachma said, look at the whole person. That was my pshat from many years ago. I say it again because it's a musa shmuz, whether you're not married yet, whether you just got married, you've been married for a long time, at any stage in life, that's an avoda. Always look at the whole person. The whole person is presumably someone that you, in your right mind, you chose as a spouse. You didn't do it under the influence of drugs. You did it in your right mind. So obviously you saw many, many milas. So these chesroinus, Rabbi Osai, I have to cry. It says in the Gemara in Gittin that if a couple gets divorced, I feel a mizbeach married all of the most. Rabbi Osai, we live in, it's a makas medina. Divorce now is a makas medina. I just heard this week about someone else. I'm not here to judge that particular individual. Maybe there was no alternative, and maybe I don't want to go into the details. But it becomes so prevalent. I may have told you one of the shmuzim. When I, in 1958, I can tell you the year, and we're talking about 55 years ago, I was a little kid. We moved, as I know, we moved into Kew Gardens Hills, year of Ein B'Yisroel. There was a huge shul called Young Israel, huge shul, Rabbi Shalom Feld Shlita, they're up there in the big, huge, big, hundreds and hundreds of people there, hundreds. And there was whispers. It was in the front row. It was a man. He was divorced. Oh, like he had horns on his head. Like it was like, wow. I smell like, Barbara Abosai, today, not that, you know, it's just two generations later. And it's not now, it's already a generation ago. In the span of one generation, it exploded in the country in general. I think most marriage ends in divorce. I think it's statistically true. Most marriage ends in divorce. Am I correct? In America, USA? Thank God. In the Orthodox community, thank God, it's nowhere near that amount. But it's still much more prevalent than before. What changed? So a number of things changed. There's a nice Chashev Rav in a different Young Israel, in Windsor Park. It was Rabbi Louis Bernstein, Zichrono Livracha. He once told me that in his shul, there's either no divorce or almost no divorce in all the years. How can it be? There was very simple. He lived in a poor shul. There was no money. No money, no divorce. Think about it for a minute. That's not completely true, obviously. But in those days, because it's so much money, it's economically efficient to be married. Two people, one rent, the company gives you tax benefits, it pays to stay married. But once they have so much money, so, hey, this is the third thing I told you, I said over at Rabbi Reese's Bar Mitzvah. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So the Baal Turim says on the pasuk of Vayisa Aaron es yada vayivarochem vayered me'asos hachatos v'holo v'ashlamim. The Baal Turim has a beautiful word that the three korbanos are parallel to the three brachos of Birchos Kohanim. So the last one is obvious. Shlomim is Yosem L'chol Shalom. The middle one is less obvious. He says Yoer is like Korban Ola, because Yoer means your Hashem will come close to you and shine His countenance upon you. That's when you're Ola L'regel, you're Ola. That's Korban Ola. You're going up and up. And the first one he says is V'yishmerecha is Menachet. What's Menachet? Chazal says so. But what's the first here? Yivarech Hashem b'momen v'yishmerecha Menachet. Unfortunately, too much money, people start leading much more, how should I say it? What word to use to describe this? A lifestyle which is, I'll say it this way, I don't want to say anything. A lifestyle many of whose members are not so careful by Menachet. It's a reality. Yeah. It's a Yetzirah out there. Person has unlimited money. Do what he wants. The chet is all over the place. It's right in front of him. If he's associating with people who are of such means, many of them are unfortunately involved in chet. And the Rambam said the person is influenced by the people that he hangs out with. It's a mamash. You need a shmir menachet. My grandfather, Zichrono Livracha, my mother's father, gave a bracha to the members of the family, which has basically been fulfilled now. It was Nifter now, we're talking now, well, over 60 years ago. And the bracha was that no one in the family should be too wealthy. Bracha. I was afraid. Some of my kids want to know if the statute of limitations has passed yet for this. it's dangerous. They had no money, so they didn't have big eyes, and there was monogamy. If you read the Rav's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful book, this is Rav Week, Family Redeemed. Read the book. You should read it from cover to cover. And there he explains, Shem Yerachem. Pesukim say in Parshas Kisetze, so the Rav explains that once a woman or a man have eyes for somebody else, it's already the beginning of the end of the marriage. The beginning of the end of the marriage. They say, oh, from the Balei Menhagim, it's a minig that a woman, when she gets married, buys her husband a talus. Anyone who's married, get a talus for a wedding gift from her wife? You know what she's trying to tell you? What happened until now, I don't know. But, now you have eyes only for me. Until now, I'm sorry. We say, chatas nureinu sheinu atiska. It was a psukim in the face of psukim in Tillim. Now, that's it. That's where it starts. The wandering eye. Chalil v'chas, could be you the internet, or could be you the real person, one leads to another, Rachman al-Nitzlan. It's a serious problem. We live in difficult times, Marav Rebosa. Difficult times. But we have to give ourselves Musa. I'm speaking to you, I'm giving myself Musa. And sometimes, these two divrei Musa go hand in hand. A person is married, and then he sees, whether it be the first week of marriage or later on, he sees his wife or her husband, and it's not exactly Eino Ketvol Shulsho. you know, can I be a little bit, you know, as one of the Dayonim said to me, the woman sees the husband, it's a quote, he starts losing his hair, he starts putting on a paunch, he's not, you know, the svelte athlete that she married. So she, even worse, if you ask me, because here, it's, I think it's a shtickle of the man's fault. Eat less or go to the gym. You like the hair part. That's a good story. What's worse, Rachmana Litzlan, is a man marries his so-called beauty, and in crazy America today, beauty means skinny as a rail. And you believe that now in Shidduchim, I get calls. What size does she wear? I don't want to answer. I know what the word size means. I know what I wear, but I don't know what girl size. I don't know. Size, probably what the answer has to be zero. She should wear size zero. I don't know what the fit. Chutzpah. So what happens? He marries a girl. She's slim, fit, trim, everything's fine. What does she do? She carries four children of his, each one for 9 months. And you know how it goes? Not always so easy getting back. You know, so some women are able to do it and some are not. So now, 10 years later, 4 years later, 4 kids later, where's that? See, that gives her a divorce. A chutzpah! A chutzpah! Mishalim Ro Tachas Tova. She did the biggest Tova in the world. She carried four delicious children for you. Now she's not so skinny, so you want to, like Trump, trade her in for a trophy wife. Every 10 years, like a car. You trade in, you know, for a new one. Rachmana Litzlan. And we're supposed to, what's wrong? Nothing wrong with it. He didn't do any Avera. Right? He didn't do Avera. He says, again, it's found in the Torah. It says in the Torah, you can divorce your wife. It never says you may divorce your wife. You have to have a real reason to divorce your wife. So I begin to wonder, all these divorce epidemic of today, is it the pshat that there's more money so they can just get divorced? Or chalil l'chaz, there's more chet or hiru chet? Or there's just no longer a willingness to overlook certain changes that go into normal life? As people get older, things everything changes. The hormones change, the person, everything changes. You get married as a commitment for life, and barring some absolutely, completely unforeseen and wild circumstance, you're together straight through. Now, you know, the Catholics, until death do us part, they don't believe in divorce. We believe in divorce, Paschal Nechomish, but only in rare and extreme circumstances. It's a very serious problem. Now, I understand, I want to say it out loud. Yesh Darshim, the other way. I've heard this, and I will say it again up front. This is my continuation of our shmuzim from last semester. Yesh Omrim, no. The pshat is fakert. The marriages were horrific. They were horrific, horrible marriages. But Nebuch, especially the woman, couldn't leave because she had no financial independence. But today, she's independent. She walks out of a horrific marriage. Halavada should have walked out of these marriages for the last 3,000 years. Now, there's a kernel of truth to that too. Unfortunately, there are men who abuse their wives, Rachmana Litzlan, whether it be physically or chalila sexually and emotionally, financially, verbally. You know, the abuse now is a big umbrella. They're all a woman. We spoke about it by Rikas in the previous shurim, chas v'chalila. So those who say, "Yeah, the woman used to just take it," now they're not going to take it anymore, and they walk out as they should. In those cases, they're right. The men, or the men are not faithful, Rachmana Litzlan. And the men are not faithful, Rachmana Litzlan. So halachically, the couple can still stay together, only if the woman is a soto. In the olden days, they would grin and bear it because they had people, they had someone to support them. But today, what are you, crazy? You want your girlfriend, you want me too? So in all these kinds of cases, which do exist, there I agree with this point of view. I agree that the marriages are no good and the woman has every right to walk out, and presumably would be better if she would be able to walk out and previous generation, but that's only in those cases. You can't believe that all the divorce that we see now because of those kinds of cases. So we have to be so careful. Those who are single, to be so careful in the choice of marriage. So careful. Pick the right girl. This is the most important decision of your life. Somebody asked me before, I have a date, can I shave? So I said like this, some girls, it's tricky to go out in sphere. Because some girls, if you don't shave, they say, yuck, I don't want to, I will never go out with them again. And some girls, if you do shave, I will never go out with them again. So you have to have your spies in advance find out, you know, what you like, you know. It's very important that we should have spies anyway, and other more important matters, but I'm saying, but you have to pick. Some people get so, I don't know how to say it the right way, they're so crazy about looks, looking for a Hollywood star, that they overlook. They look, but they overlook. They look, but they overlook. They look at the looks, and they overlook what the real person's about. You already heard from me once before, I'll say it again, that whoever thinks that the average Jewish young lady is not beautiful is an apokiris. Koyfer b'divrei Chazal. Chazal say, b'nos Yisrael no say. Anius men I've lost. There's no anius nowadays. So what that means, I give you my halachic definition. We spoke about the Tad that we raised this year a few times. That means the miut of young ladies. That's not nos, is ein amotsui. Mishnas Yaakov, that means it's less than 10%. So don't come and be, she's not pretty. What are you, crazy? You're not precarious. But always show no. What are you looking for? Something from Hollywood? They're influenced by what's outside in the street, and the magazines they read, or whatever they see on TV, internet, what they see. Rachmana Litzlan. These Yisodos, Rebosai, are really at the very heart of a Jewish marriage. And you think about it for a minute, the whole parsha, Tazria Metzor, we focus so far on just one Nakuda, Drosh I gave many years ago on Vero, but the whole parsha is really about it, both from beginning to the end. It starts off with childbirth. And childbirth is, again, I mentioned in an earlier shmuz earlier this week, based on a Maisa Shehoya a few days ago. Childbirth is the, really, according to the first line of Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer, Adam Chayev Lisa Isha Kidei Lifros Velirmos. It's a very significant part of marriage not to be postponed. I'm also, I'm crying now at a few cases of infertility. And in some of the cases, they didn't try right away. And now they're, you know, gewalt. It really is. And it goes straight through Rabosai to the end of the parasha. The end of the parasha describes all the halachas of Nida and Zav and Zava. And here it's talking about Yoledes. So this is bookends. And we should... It must be said. Whether you're single or married, you have to hear it anyway. It must be said. At the Gemara tells us in Masech Nida, Lamed Aleph and Beis, two Gemaras, the beginning of the parasha and the end. The beginning, the Gemara says, Lama Omra Torah Mila Lishmona. Why is Mila the eighth day? Shalo you call Olam Shom Smechim. Torah Timur, that's the source for a Sudas Bismillah. The Ima over Ovi Vatsevin. Why are they at Tevin? Because they're separated. First 7 days, this Tumas Yoledes, it's Midoraisa. After 7 days, she goes to the mikvah and comes to the brish. She can be close to her husband. Should be sad. You see, Klar, there's a certain sadness involved in the Nidar separation time. But turn it around. The Gemara says in the same daf, Lomer Omra Torah Nida l'shiva, kidei, in order that, shalo yokutzba. Familiarity breeds contempt. El Arma Torah, they should separate for 7 days. And when she comes back from the mikvah, she should be chaviva olav kiyom shenichnas adachum. Chazal were keenly aware of the ebbs and flows of marriage. Physical closeness, physical separation. They don't make any bones about it. We talk about it openly, in a proper way. I'm not discussing some of the things going on today. But Chazal are perfectly aware of these aspects of marriage, the critical aspects of marriage, and we have to talk about them here. Learn about it here. And in this area of marriage, a husband has to be extraordinarily sensitive and considerate, both in the off time and in the on time. That his responsibility is to satisfy his wife's emotional needs, and in certain times of the month, the physical is part of the emotional need. Should be involved in physical closeness on a animalistic level. Read that, go back to the same book of the Rav, Family Redeemed. Restraint is the definition, what the Rav called Geula, that's what the name of the book, Family Redeemed. It redeems what is otherwise called animalistic. Things by food. Guy eats like a behemoth. So he is a behemoth. But if he eats with restraint, he stays away from non-kosher food, stays away from too much food and wrong food, then even what he actually is eating is eating like a mensch, and he washes and he benches and he makes brochas. The same is true of married life. Restraint determines that we are in control of our desires. It's elevation. These are all critical lessons, absolutely critical lessons. They must be learned, and this parsha of Tazria and Metzora are the perfect time to reinforce these lessons. Perfect time. Much more to be said at these inyanim. Perhaps, if we have a chance next Thursday, we will continue. I don't want to go late. Wish everyone a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh. Remember, Sunday is a different schedule, and Mitzvah Monday, we do Ma'amakovos. Next season.